You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Lindsay, I am so honored that you're coming on my podcast here today. The way you've approached your career and the way you've been so innovative in creating new ideas in your space has been so inspiring for me, and the way you reimagine things. I just want to start off with, how did you first fall in love with the violin?
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me, and thanks for your very kind words. I fell in love with the violin when I was really little. My parents loved classical music, and they were always playing, you know, these old classical records in our home. And so that's just what I fell in love with. I was exposed to it. It's what I knew. And I really wanted violin lessons when I was 6.
And so you had those violin lessons. And was there ever a time where you stopped playing violin, or has it just always been something that's been an outlet for you?
It's always been an outlet. There were times like in high school or in my teen years when I like kind of started to fall out of love with it a little bit here and there and went through lulls, but I never quit. You know, it's always been a part of my life.
I love that. So I have to ask, how many violins do you own?
I've got a whole closet full of them. It's bad. But I probably have like 17 at this point.
Bad or amazing? One or the other? I don't know.
You know, that's a really good point. They're covered in sparkles and lace and all kinds of fun things. So it's amazing.
So you're telling me you have bedazzled violins.
I do. I have some really pretty ones that I get to tour with. And like, I just got a new one that I'm like really excited to decorate and figure out how I want to make it feel Christmassy for this tour. Because I decorate them myself. So I'm like, what am I going to do? What craft?
DIY queen. We love that.
We love it.
So do you glue the rhinestones on yourself?
When I get them bedazzled, I've like actually sent them to like professional bedazzlers because
Amazing.
As we know in LA, that's a thing.
You have to.
I wanted the real people to do the real job. But if it's like something more unique, like I just made one for a music video where there's like little skeleton bones and all this stuff on the violin, and I made that myself because that was like a fun craft night. I was like, I'm gonna put on a rom-com and I'm gonna make my skeleton violin.
What rom-com?
Oh, I think I watched Maid of Honor.
How was it?
Oh, it's so cute. If you haven't seen it.
I'm always for a good rom-com and a good crafty project.
Yes, you're a girl from my own heart. We need to get together sometime and just craft and calm it up.
Those nights, a good craft night with a good rom-com, it's ideal.
It is.
I'm in college, and I'm like, that's my ideal night. Just be with the friends, do a face mask, yes. Do a little crafting. What better way to live life?
Love it.
I know you were on America's Got Talent, which I think is such an interesting part of your story, because though you didn't win and you got eliminated, you kept going. It's always hard when you have a setback to keep pursuing. What made you keep going after you're on TV and then millions of people watch you get voted off? Because I can't imagine going through something like that.
Yes. It wasn't only getting voted off. It's not like it just, you didn't make it to the next round. It was so humiliating. Like, I got told just the harshest critique I've ever received. Like, in front of millions of people, I was told that I sounded like rats being strangled and that, it just didn't have what it took. And it was so embarrassing. Though from that experience, though, afterwards, I remember I did think to myself, I don't think I could ever get on a stage again like this. I don't think this is for me. But then there was this like little inner voice that, whether you call it your spirit, your gut, your instincts, whatever, the universe, I think it's like my spirit and God, like telling me that like there's more. There is more for you. Don't give up. It just wasn't right then. And so I kind of changed the wording of what they said. And rather than you're not good enough, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just add you're not good enough yet. Because my performance really wasn't great. Like, if I'm going to be honest, like I kind of earned the critique I got, but no one moment of your life should ever define you. No one performance should ever define how you're going to perform for the rest of your life. Yeah, it wasn't my best performance. I was so nervous and I was new at this craft, but I put in the time and I realized I just wasn't good enough yet. And then when I got back on a stage, like, a year and a half later for my first show, I was ready then. I had put in the time, and it was a different story at that point. And so, yeah, I think that experience taught me so much about grit, getting up after you fall, and that sometimes, it just isn't the right time or place. And that doesn't mean that forever is not the right time or place.
Absolutely. And I've seen so many of your interviews, and I love the way you view things and the positive spin you take on it, because I feel like the way we talk to ourselves is so important, and it's the energy that we give out and it's also the energy that we received. And it's something that I struggle a lot with. I'm trying to figure out the whole self-love journey. It is a process.
It is.
And I was wondering it's hard to continue sometimes and to keep going with the positive talk when you're not feeling so positive. So what advice do you have for, continuing with gratitude and just keeping those good vibes around yourself?
I think that when it comes to like positive self-talk and all of that, it's so much more about the overall journey than the moment. Mm. Like, sometimes you're not going to win in the moment, but it's about learning to train your mind for the overall journey. And when I was in college, actually, I was in a place where I hated myself, and I was so negative, and I was anorexic, I was depressed, I truly hated myself. And I finally woke up one day to realizing I used to not be like this. I'm sick of hating myself, and everybody deserves better than this. And I didn't win every moment from there on out. It's really hard to like force that positive self-talk in your head. It's almost impossible to believe it when you say it, when you're in a state like that. But it was through slowly training myself and saying the positive things over and over and over again, even though I didn't believe them, looking in the mirror at my eyes and saying like, I love you and you are strong. You are smart. You are all the things that we want to believe about ourselves that I didn't believe. But after you say it enough, it's like you're rewiring your brain. After you write in a gratitude journal enough, like if you do that every night, you are rewiring and strengthening neural pathways in your mind that you may not feel like it's winning in the moment, because you're like, I don't believe this as I say it or as I write it. But the more you do it, the more those become the stronger neural pathways than the negative ones, just like working out muscles. And your mind will naturally start to use those pathways. I mean, it's an actual like biological.
There's a science behind it.
It's a science. And it's not just like, believe in yourself and you'll feel better. It's like, no, you're actually creating, pathways and biology and science. And so anyways, I'm a big believer in, even if you don't think you're winning the moment, you're creating your future, and it will change your life. And it changed mine.
That is so important to hear, because I also feel like, I know a lot of people in college listen to this podcast, and college is just it's a messed up social experiment is what I've come to realize about being there. You put a bunch of people from high school in a random place and you're like, socialize and see what happens.
Yeah.
And it really, and I think social media exacerbates it. And, you know, now we have, you know, always comparing yourself, and there's body image issues that, you know, it's so hard to just be nowadays, you know,
yes,
and just get through. And I know you're so active on social media. Have you found that balance where, you know, you can still prioritize your mental health and keep that the priority while still being on an app where, you know, you can compare yourself a lot to?
Yeah. I think it's always going to be a battle. It's just a reality that we have to live with. And we're almost like in the middle of the science experiment, because it's all so new still.
Yeah,
you know,
very
and
new.
Everybody, and it's always changing. And so it's like hard to figure out constantly what the best balance is. But I find that it's healthy to figure out your own limitations. Like, there are certain things that I thought that I would like maybe follow on social media. And then you realize that doesn't make me feel good. You know, when I see this person's posts, nothing against them. Like, I'm not saying they did anything wrong. It's just like, when I see the kind of content they're posting, it's not making me feel good. And it could be because I'm not in a good place and nothing about them. But it's like, those are the posts that for now I'm going to mute, you know, like really curating your feed, because it's inevitable. We're all going to be on these feeds, but like learning to set boundaries for yourself, learning to, like, if you have to put a timer that allows you to only look at the app for a certain amount of time, if you need that, do it. You know, learning to create boundaries in a world where there are no boundaries anymore, I think is so, so important. And every once in a while, I'll take a little bit of a like hiatus from social media where I'm like, I'm only going to get on to post, and I'm not going to use it as a consumer for a week. You know, I'm
amazing.
Just literally going to get on and post, not look at anything, or even have someone else, like have my assistant post it for me. Like, I think it's really healthy sometimes to almost do like a bit of a fast from it, to like detox, because it is a bit of a toxin to get all that in you every day.
It is. And I've noticed that I turn my notifications off from Instagram,
yeah,
and all that. And that has helped tremendously, because I'm not getting the ding for it anymore. So it's only when I choose to go on it.
Right.
You know, it's like those little things that I've noticed have
absolutely
really helped me personally. Do you have any like go-to when you're not feeling your best, like go-to self-care? You're like, oh, this will make me feel better.
Let's see. What is my go-to self-care? Lately, I've really gotten into breath work, which is something have you done it?
I've heard so much about it from so many people, and I hear it's incredible, but I've never done it.
It's really powerful. It's the kind of thing, again, that like when I first did it, the very first time, I was kind of like, all right, that was kind of relaxing. Cool. Like, I don't know what everybody's the big hype is. But then as I kept doing it, and now it's like a daily practice, I do it every morning for like only like 10 to 15 minutes. It's not breaking my schedule, but I've just found it has made an immense difference in my anxiety, because I'm once a day like calming my nervous system. Again, it's not just this woo-woo stuff. It's science. Like, you're actually changing the chemistry in your body when you're oxygenating your cells and taking this time to like reset your nervous system. It's something I do before I go on stage every night now, so that those adrenaline pumps that I'm getting that are so strong and sometimes cause me to be a little bit out of whack when I first step on stage, it literally just resets everything. So I don't know. Breath work has been a huge like maintenance practice in my life right now. But also, if I feel like I'm starting to have an anxiety moment, just that reset of being able to do some of these simple, like, even if, you know, a simple breath that I do often is where you take three breaths in and one breath out. So just like,
oh, fun. That's fun to
do. Yeah, it's kind of fun. You do it to the beat of a song that's in 4-4 time, and it like works perfectly. And it's amazing how much it has helped my anxiety. So that's my go-to.
Okay, I have anxiety too and OCD. So I need to get on this, because I know what it's like having a nervous system out of whack or always in fight or flight. So I need to calm her sometimes.
We all do. And I think our world is riddled with anxiety these days, you know, and
how is it not?
Us, How is it not? Some of us worse than others, but it's like, you know, anything, you know, and I don't know. I've tried medication at times, and breath work is the most helpful thing I've ever done.
That's so interesting, because I have been really trying to figure out what works for me and, you know, maintaining that. And it's hard to continually work on it, but something I've been doing that my friend recommended is I named my anxiety. Her name is JoJo. And I'm just like, JoJo, we're good. JoJo, stop it. We're so good, JoJo. You don't need to mess things up for me. And I notice it kind of helps because it's kind of separating in my brain like, oh, it's not me.
I love that. And I did the same thing with my eating disorder. I called it Ed.
Perfect.
And it does. There is something really relieving about realizing that this is just a piece of you. It's not you. It's really what the world has done to you. So it's not even you. And it compartmentalizes it. And it's nice to have something to be like, Ed, not today. I do not believe what you're telling me about myself.
I know.
Like,
JoJo, what are you doing? Come on, JoJo.
Pull it together.
You know, it's little things like that that I love. And I love being able to talk about it with people, because I feel like once I started having these like open dialogues with my friends, it truly made me feel so much better. Like, oh my goodness, I'm not the only person going through it. Because when you're going through it, it can feel so isolating.
Absolutely. It really can. And I think one of the best things I ever did for my recovery when I was anorexic was going to a group therapy. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Love therapy.
It was on campus. And I found out through a counselor on campus that they had this secret group that met, and it was in like a basement, so no one would know where we were. It was terrifying to go, but like one of the most powerful things was to sit in a room with other women who I'd never met before and hear them express the same thoughts that I had in my head that I thought were so crazy and so isolating. And, you know, there's a lot of power in just community.
There really is. And you notice when someone says something, you're like, oh, you feel that too? So do I. And it's taking that first step to just say something, which is often the hardest thing. Something that I am really inspired by is, I know you talked about doing ballroom dance as like a release. And I signed up for a tap dance class this semester.
Fun.
And I've never danced before in my life. And it's with dance majors, and people have tapped since they were two. And I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm having so much fun. So I was wondering if you have that same release with ballroom dancing where you kind of can't worry. You kind of have to focus on what you're doing.
Absolutely. I think it's really important to, one, like have an outlet, something like that, where you really have to, like you said, focus, and it takes you out of whatever you're living in on your day to day. But also, I think there's something so great about being a consistent student in life, like the ability to try something new and realize that like, okay, I'm going to be kind of bad at this for a while because I'm just learning. And oh my gosh, as they're teaching me this step, it feels impossible. I think that is such an important feeling to consistently have as a human, because as we grow as adults, we just get so, so comfortable being comfortable. And we get really uncomfortable being bad at things. Like kids are fine falling. They're fine if they suck at something. And they're like, it's okay. I'm just learning. Of course I suck, but adults aren't good at that. And so, you know, like, learning ballroom, or I've recently started taking a trapeze class, like, so, you know, so uncomfortable, so odd.
I love it though.
But I really think there's so much value in, and also you have to really focus, because, and it does pull you out of your head, because you're like, I have to focus on this, or I'm going to trip on my shoe, or I'm going to fall off this aerial apparatus, you know?
Literally. I've been trying to live by doing one thing a day that makes me uncomfortable.
Oh!
And it's honestly made me live more life than I ever have, because I've been really putting myself out there.
Can you tell me an example?
Oh, of course. I asked someone out for coffee, which I've never done before. This was a little bit terrifying, but in my tap class, my teacher pointed at me and told me to do the dance routine in front of everybody. Did I want to shit my pants a bit? Yes, but did it make me feel uncomfortable? It absolutely did. So we got our thing that made us uncomfortable out of the way. So it's just like little things that I do throughout the day. Just like for me, socially, anxiety can cause. So I've been trying to put myself in social situations. So whether that's, I went to a party by myself, which I'd never done before, but I actually had a best time. So it's just been, a lot, but it's been good.
Yeah, good for you. I'm going to take that. I don't know if I will have the courage to do it every day. That's bold.
Just one thing. It could be so small.
I think that's amazing. Just one. Okay. I love that. I think that's amazing.
It's fun. I've been really trying to, the goal for myself for this year is to try and be the best person I can be and try and, you know, grow as much as I can. And I've been doing my life in 3-month increments where I feel like when I plan something for 3 months, I'm a completely different person. So it's been helpful to do it in those bits, I find.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I love it.
I want to talk about trapezing because I know you are going on tour and you're releasing a Christmas album, which is, can we talk about how fast the holidays came this year?
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe that we're almost in spooky season.
Like it's crazy.
Time. Yeah.
Do you have any Halloween costumes planned?
You know, I am the kind of person, I have a costume shed.
Amazing.
Just of like so many costumes for music videos and tours. I love costumes, so I keep them all. I'm like a costume hoarder, I guess you could say. But
that's a great thing to hoard. I'm not going to lie.
I know. I always tell my friends, if you don't know what to be, come over. We'll play dress up. So I don't know what I'm going to be, but we're going to be in tour rehearsal. So I'm planning on throwing a Halloween party after a long day of Christmas tour rehearsals.
I absolutely love that.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about your new album, Snow Waltz, and the crazy stuff you're going to be doing on tour. And it has to do with trapezing. We'll be right back.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back. Your new album, Snow Waltz, comes out so soon. And I know you described this album as a whimsical pixie-like feeling that's quintessentially me. Can you please expand on that? Because I love how that's phrased.
Well, thank you. You know, this is actually my second Christmas album. And my first one, I really leaned into like, what does Christmas iconically sound like? You know, so I had some big band songs in there and I was trying to really lean into the traditional sound of Christmas. And this time I was like, actually, I want Christmas to come a little bit into my world. And so I do feel like this album is, it still sounds like Christmas, but it also sounds very much like me and like whimsical. I just cannot wait to like take it on tour and get to share like pixie dust with people every night.
So you are going to be trapezing while playing the violin. You must be incredible at multitasking.
Well, you know what I found is in order to multitask, you just have to know each skill so much that you don't have to think about them and they become one, I guess. So I always like learn the violin parts. And then whether it's choreography or trapezing, I learned that super well. And then I learned them together slowly. And because I actually am not a great multitasker, but if you can connect the two so they become one skill, because if you think about it, like when I play the violin, one arm is doing something completely different than the other hand, but they become one so that they're synonymous. And so if the choreography becomes one with the playing, then I'm not multitasking anymore. My body just knows the assignment for every move. You know what I mean?
That's so awesome. So tell me how has trapezing been? What has that process been like?
It's been so fun. It started out like, you know, super uncomfortable and like a little bit scary as you're like up in the air holding on to these ropes and just hoping that your balance is good. But, you know, now that I'm like a little more comfortable up there and I learned how to like do certain positions where I can play and stuff, it's just so fun. I've definitely gotten the aerial bug now. And two of my dancers were like, that looks like a lot of fun. We'd love to do it too. So they now go up in the air too. Like we've just all been, you know, we've been rehearsing and getting stronger. And it's, there's something very empowering about it too. I've never been super strong, like in my upper body, like I could never do a pull up and suddenly I'm getting strong. And so there's something that's really like exciting and empowering about like what your body can do when you push it.
Absolutely. And I know you talked about your struggle with eating disorders. Isn't that even more empowering with how much you've overcome and to be able to feel strong in your body? Has that just been even more of a full circle moment for yourself?
100%. And I remember when I was first trying to get through my anorexia, one of the things I really focused on was thanking my body for what it could do instead of seeing it as this like visual picture that I was always trying to shrink and trying to disappear into. It was like, my body allows me to walk. It allows me to, you know, and at the time I wasn't much of a dancer, but since then, and like I always try to really think about that. Like my body is not an object, it's a tool and it allows me to do much. And the more I've learned to focus on the what I can do and train my body to be, the less I have, because of course I'm like past anorexia, but there's always that little part of my brain that
there's always the voice.
I have to tell Ed to go away. I don't believe that anymore. And the more I've worked on my skills with my body, the easier it is to tell him to get the heck out of here.
I love having tools in your toolkit. It's so
absolutely
awesome. And I'd like to think of my brain as a toolbox and I'm just filling it with tools.
100%. Love that.
So something that I think is very inspiring to me is I know you're an independent artist and you're constantly creating and innovating. And I was wondering, when you're going into creating a project, what is the creative process like? Do you generally have a theme in mind or a general idea or things you want to implement in your project? Or how does it generally go about when you're creating something and wanting to innovate a space?
You know, it all depends. I do love a theme, though. That's why I like Christmas albums are so fun, is like there's a very understood theme that everyone gets and we get to use that from the theme. You know, and I've done that on several albums. Like I wrote my last original album was called Artemis, and I actually decided I wanted the theme to be this like fantastical story, and I wrote a comic book so that the album and the artwork and the music videos and the tour could like center around this theme.
And the red hair.
The red
hair.
Good. Thank you. I love red hair. It's like really fun when you can create like a palette and then you get to just bring it to life in different mediums. Like making the music videos is so fun, you know, for the Artemis album, or making the tour flow, like feeling like I got to tell a little bit of the story. So yeah, to me, I think it all comes a lot from like storytelling. I've always been a storyteller. My dad taught me how to tell stories from the time I was little, because he was a writer and loved storytelling. And so I think that's where a lot of my creativity really thrives, is when I find a way to make it feel like the music is a narrative, or, you know, like I'm writing to create a feeling of a story or an arc of a story. There's something so magical about that to me, and always has been.
So you've done comic books. You've composed. What's the next element of storytelling that you want to go down? What's the next endeavor for you?
Ooh, the next endeavor. You know, I've always wanted to compose music for like a score, like a film. And I think, you know, John Williams, I think, is the greatest musical storyteller of our time. He's inspired me so much. And so I'd love to write like theme music.
Manifest. Put it out there.
Yes. I'm a big manifester.
I've been trying to get into it. And I've noticed when I feel like I've been putting out good vibes come back. So we're seeing how it goes.
I love it. It's so true, though. It's like what you put into the world is what comes back. It's also what you're going to look for.
It's very much what you look for.
You know, if you're focusing, yeah, like the good and the bad and the positive and the negative, they're all around us simultaneously all the time. And it's just, what have you trained your mind to see? Are you going to pick out the good? Or are you going to focus on the bad? And, you know, and it changes your life depending on which one you're looking for.
Yeah. So how do you stay creative without getting into a funk? Because that is something that I've struggled with quite a bit.
Yes.
And funks are the worst.
It is. And it's like inevitable. It's like,
yeah,
it happens. And so I definitely get into funks. And sometimes it's just a matter of being kind to myself when I'm in it, and not, you know, just reminding myself that it's a part of the process. Like when I'm in writing mode, and I feel like I'm just writing bad song after bad song after bad song, I'm like, you know what? This happens. We've been here before. We know that the good stuff will eventually come, you know? So like, be kind to myself. That's kind of the mantra of the funk. Cause it's like, the harder I am on myself and the more I like get angry, you know, why aren't I being better? Like, it's only going to slow down the process. It's like any emotion, you just got to feel it, experience it, and then it will move on, you know?
Yeah. Have you noticed that living life has helped you get out of creative funks, because you're pulling more from your life experience than just opposed to forcing yourself to write?
I think so. I think sometimes, I just read this amazing book called The Happiness Advantage, and he talks in the book about how, you know, we have this mindset so many times that we just got to push through, and we just got to like grit down and like get through it and keep working. But he says that if you do small, tiny things, and it's not like you even have to go on a huge vacation or take a month off work or like do anything big like that. It's like little tiny things that just like give you a burst of happiness, whether it's like going to your favorite like restaurant for lunch in the middle of the day, like just to kind of pull yourself out of something, or listening to your favorite song and taking 5 minutes to dance around your house before you leave to an important meeting. Like what that does to your body and your mind is game changing. And it gives you a huge advantage in like the workplace even, or in just your mental health, like tiny bursts of happiness. And so I've like kind of tried to like implement this into my life. And it's been really cool to see how I can work longer in sessions. Huh. I can be more creatively attuned when I'm kind of taking little breaks, which is not intuitive to me. I have for a long time was always like, no, you work, you work, you work, you go until you figure it out. But there's so much more power that comes when you take a little break.
Yeah.
Reset yourself, get some sunlight, have a snack, then go back in, and you're going to be so much more effective than if you just like powered through.
I agree. And I feel like we're also living in a society where hustle and grind culture is so like, it's good to wake up at 3 a.m. to get your day started and stay up till midnight and work so hard and do all that. But it's like, that's just not how our bodies function. And we need sleep and to give ourselves rest. And I feel like people don't really talk about it. Like, sleep is cool, guys. You should sleep. I like going to sleep early.
Sleep is cool. I love that. And, you know, I just feel like there's this need whenever anyone's like, what are you up to? What's going on? You feel like you have to, the best answer is like, I am so exhausted. Oh my gosh, I'm just working so hard and there's so much happening. I can barely, you know, that's like the answer that's like the cool answer, I feel like, and it has been for years.
But why not just be like, I'm up to nothing and it's kind of great.
You know what? I've loved lately that if I have stuff, I'll tell people about it. But in those times when maybe I'm in between projects, I've learned to like be really okay with being like, you know, I'm kind of in between stuff right now, but like, I'm happy. I'm doing good. That's like my favorite answer to give, is not even to talk about what I'm doing or how tired I am or if I am tired, but just saying like, I'm actually like in a good place. Like I'm happy. And it's funny to see people's response. If you say like, if your answer is that I'm happy. Like, oh, you know, it's a very intrigue. Tell me more. You know, or it doesn't have to be that I'm happy, be like, oh man, it's, you know, it could be whatever it is. But talking about how you're actually doing rather than what you're doing is like a shift for, I think, a lot of people.
Especially in the entertainment space when it's so much about like, what are you working on next? What are you doing?
Yeah.
When it's not just like, you know, I'm actually pretty content right now.
Yeah.
They're like, really?
Yeah, I'm fulfilled.
Yeah.
And for no reason. I'm just like, I'm just happy. And they're like, oh.
That's good. Yeah, I wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to take one more quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk all about touring, including how it affects your mental health, the good and the bad. We'll be right back.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And we're back.
So when you're on tour, would you say tour has been like good for your mental health in the travel, or does it weigh on your mental health a bit? Because I can't imagine like going from city to city, performing all the time, or do you just like love it? And is that how you feed off your energy?
I kind of love it.
Well, that's good.
I do. I thank heavens. I would not do it nearly as much as I do if I hadn't realized early on that, like, oh my gosh, I love this. I love entertaining. I feel like it's kind of what I was like born to do, was to get out there and put on a show. It's just who I've always been. But I think the most important thing that makes me love it is the people I tour with. Like I really have a family, and it's funny because I don't have a family of my own in my home. Like I have friends in LA and I have like my people that I love, but like, I feel almost like when I go on tour, I'm going home to a family. That, you know, because some of these guys and these, you know, some of the guys have been with me for 10 years and my dancers have been with me from anywhere from 8 to 4 years. So it's like, we really are a family, and we have our own Christmas traditions at this point, because we've toured so many times through Christmas. And so I think aside from the fact that I love performing, I love putting on a show, it's the fact that I can go to sleep at night on my tour bus, you know, like a sleepover with my friends on the bus. And that makes all the difference to me.
That's so much fun. Are you so excited to go back on tour?
I'm so excited.
Lindsay, I need to see the show. I'm so excited to see you. I want to see you trapeze in the air.
Oh, yeah. Come out to a show. We'll get you tickets.
Oh, that would be so cool. So are you so excited to just trapeze in front of so many people? Or are you a little nervous?
Am. Well, we did it last Christmas. Okay. That was like our little maiden journey to see how it felt, and it worked, and it was great. And so we're going to all new cities this year, and we've also had time to like hone the craft a little bit more. So I'm very...
You're an expert.
I'm a quote-unquote sure.
Expert-ish.
I'm expert-ish enough to do it in front of audiences. So, I wouldn't be able to go up in the air in front of a crowd if I was still afraid. You know what I mean? If I was like afraid of falling, like I could not do that in front of a crowd. But now that I'm like very comfortable and I'm like, I feel strong, I feel confident, like I'm ready.
I love that. Are you doing any other DIYs for this tour?
So many. I'll be making a violin, something cool. I'm not sure what, but I'm also super involved in the costuming. So I've like, costumes all over my house of like bits and pieces that I've been piecing together. And then I basically, once I piece them all together and pinned things, I like send it to a seamstress, and then she makes it so that it's not going to fall apart.
Amazing.
But like, I love costuming. It's something that I get a lot of joy in. Again, it's like craft night.
Yeah, I saw you made a skirt out of your curtains, and I was so impressed. I was like, how did you do this?
That was a moment of necessity. Like, I had ordered a dress for a music video, and then it just kept not coming and not coming, and saying it was coming. And the night before, it still hadn't arrived. And I got home and it wasn't there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock at night. What am I going to wear tomorrow? And I was like laying in bed, and I like looked at my curtains, and it was like that Sound of Music moment, you know, it's like a favorite thing. I was like, oh my gosh, I just basically pinned it to a skirt and like draped the fabric. And anyways, it ended up looking really great. It was like the perfect ideal situation. I didn't have to ruin they're actually back in my room. They were Anthropology curtains. So I was like, I'm not going to ruin my curtains.
Never, not Anthropology curtains, never.
Not Anthropology. It's like designer wear for your window.
Literally.
So I was like, I don't want to ruin them. So I just like unhooked them, pinned them up, unpinned it after the video, and like carefully placed them back up.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited for the holiday sales that are about to come from Anthropologie. The candles.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
They have
goodness.
Such fun stuff. Their home decor, their dresses, everything is so magical there.
Their home decor is what I hope my future house to be like.
It will.
Like, it's just going to be color. It's going to be a pink couch. Like, I just know there's just going to be fun.
Yes. It's so like so feminine, I guess, is what I think draws me in.
It's fun. It's whimsical. And I feel like that you can't find, it's hard to find nowadays.
It is. Yeah.
Everything's so dark and dark colors. I'm like, where's the color at?
Yeah. Everybody's into neutrals and like a very basic palette. basic like patterns, but I'm like, oh, give me some floral.
Give me some color.
Yeah, some sparkle.
Oh, sparkle anything and it will make it better. That is my life motto. You got to.
Absolutely.
Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time to come on my podcast. And everyone, go listen to her second Christmas album, Snow Waltz. It is, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. And I'm excited to see you hopefully live. That will be incredible.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for such a great conversation. I loved all the things. I'm going to try to do something uncomfortable every day. I love that idea.
Yeah,
so
it's so
thank
good.
You for that. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much, Lindsay. It was so lovely right. getting to talk to you.
You too. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Good luck with college.
Thank you. I will make it through.
You are. You're going to be great. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.